State legislative session is scheduled to end on Sunday, but major differences remain between the House, controlled by Democrats, and the Senate, controlled by a coalition of Republicans and two Democrats. Joining us to talk about more about the week in Olympia and the weeks ahead, the Northwest News Network's Austin Jenkins. Austin, thank you.
It's good to be here, Ross.
Is there any chance lawmakers will wrap this up by Sunday, Austin?
Well, the rhetoric as of 3:45 yesterday afternoon from members of the Senate majority was absolutely yes, it can still be done by Sunday. But I think they are the only ones who were saying that. Whether anyone's still saying it today is a question mark. And the reality is, all appearances are that this is a legislative session that is headed into overtime.
They've got work to do. They've got a budget they have to come out with. What happens if they don't finish by Sunday?
Well, they either go home for a bit of a cooling off period. Perhaps the budget writers are kept here in town working to try to hash out an agreement, or perhaps the governor calls them right back in. I think that's the less likely of the two scenarios. But, you know, there's no fine, no penalty, except perhaps to the taxpayers. It costs about $18,000 a day to keep the legislature here. One caveat is that many of the staff are already full-time. The legislators are part-time. And there is per diem involved. Some lawmakers in the past have given up that per diem sort of out of the spirit of the fact that they are not supposed to be here. But if they want it, they can have it.
So there'll be a minor cost involved. You mentioned the governor could call the legislature back into what's called a special session. In a special session, can the legislature take up anything? Does the governor define what they need to deal with in a special session?
That's a good question. I should just mention the governor talked a lot about special sauce on the campaign trail. I don't remember mentions of special sessions. So, we don't want any confusion, first off. So he is calling this one, but that wasn't a campaign promise.
Okay.
Basically, you're opening up a Pandora's box. In the past, when Governor Gregoire was in office, she sometimes got the five corners, if you will, that's House and Senate, Republicans and Democrats, plus herself, to agree on what would be on the table. That was basically one short of a blood oath, I guess. We're not going to expand this. But the reality is, when you start a special session, unless you have some sort of pre-baked agreement based on a handshake, it sort of resets things, and just about anything can come back to life, and it can get complicated, and that's why it often takes 30 days, the full 30 days, to actually get done.
Now, I'm at a remove, Austin, but from where I sit, it looks as though kind of a core issue here is the fact that the House is saying that the state needs new revenue to meet the requirements of the McCleary decision to fund K-12 education. The Senate says you don't need new revenue. Is that kind of the core sticking point here?
Yeah, and this is a $900 million gulf or divide at this point. The House Democrats this week passed about a $900 million revenue package, mostly extending some expiring taxes, although not the beer tax that was taken out, and then closing some tax exemptions. There's some complicated court cases that they've kind of responded to that also net some money. And the Senate passed a budget that doesn't count on revenue in that fashion. I should note that the state is expected to take in about $2 billion extra or additional dollars in the next two-year budget anyway. And so, yeah, that's the gulf. And you're definitely hearing from the more conservative ranks of the Senate majority that this is not something they're willing to negotiate on. But in reality, the two people negotiating this budget from the House and the Senate are Eastside Seattle individuals, Ross Hunter, a Democrat, former Microsoft guy, Andy Hill, a Republican, former Microsoft guy. They probably speak the same language, but they will both say they've got to get in the House 50 votes for a budget, in the Senate 25 votes for the budget, and at the end of the day, they need the governor's vote because he wields the veto pen.
Austin Jenkins is talking to me about the week in Olympia and the weeks ahead. You've been looking to kind of a sidebar issue here to the extension of the legislative session, and that's the impact on political fundraising. What will that be?
Well, there is a freeze in place right now whereby lawmakers and the governor, for that matter, cannot raise money for campaigns. It's less of an issue in an off-election year like this. However, Senator Ed Murray, the Democratic leader of the Senate, is running for mayor of Seattle. He has indicated that if there's a gap between the end of the regular session and the start of a special session. He would intend to raise some money for that race. There's a very hot race to fill a state Senate vacancy left by Derek Kilmer, who's now a member of Congress. He served the Gig Harbor area. There's certainly two candidates, both currently in the legislature, who would like to raise money for that race. And we do know that Senate Republicans, their committee, campaign committee, has a fundraiser, in fact, scheduled for 9 a.m. Monday.
Wow. So could this influence the governor's decision about when to call the session? Might he, like, delay it for a few days so people can go out and raise money before he brings the lawmakers back again?
Well, that was the suggestion yesterday at a news conference that involved Republicans as well as State Senator Tim Sheldon, who's one of the two breakaway Democrats who joined to form that majority coalition caucus. Sheldon said he smelled a rat and suggested that that's exactly what will be going on if the governor doesn't call them back right away. The spokesman for the governor, David Postman, said that that was demeaning. And then it came out a few hours later that, in fact, as I said, Senate Republicans have their own fundraiser scheduled for 9 a.m. Senator Don Benton, the Republican, has since told the Seattle Times that would be canceled if they're called back in on Monday. But the reality is, yes, there's some pent-up demand to start hitting some folks up for some cash.
Yesterday, Washington Attorney General Bob Ferguson was with us, and he was talking about the reasoning behind his lawsuit against a Richland florist for refusing to do flower arrangements for a gay couple's wedding. Now, some Republican lawmakers in Olympia are trying to change the state law. How are they trying to do that?
Well, it's a little late in the game, I should mention. This is probably more of a message bill than something that might get passed. That said, I did mention before, I don't want to contradict myself, that a special session sort of resets things and you never know what might happen. But this would basically allow for a religious conscience exemption to the state's anti-discrimination law so that, reading from this, if a person believes that because of their religious beliefs, that they can't provide services, let's say it's a florist providing services to a same-sex couple getting married, that they would be allowed to withhold those services or deny services. Currently, that's against state law.
Now, another thing that took place this week, the Washington State Senate approved a measure that would repeal the Washington paid family leave law. You might recall we talked about this a lot a few years ago. It was passed in 2007. And the idea is that it provides up to $250 a week in family leave. Thing is, it's never gone into effect, has it?
Right. It's sort of been it has been an unfunded promise. And so on the one hand, you have had Democrats essentially keeping it on the books, but because of the Great Recession, not finding the political will, if you will, to fund it. You now have Republicans saying it doesn't make sense to have a promise on the books that can't be met. Time to repeal it. Even State Senator Rodney Thom, the second of those two breakaway Democrats who now leads the Senate Majority Coalition, said he voted for that measure back when, but now believes that it's time to repeal it because it's been on the books so long and it still hasn't found a funding source.
Well, has either the governor or the Democrats in the House proposed funding this family leave law in their budget proposals?
Not this year. No, there are proposals. There are ideas for a payroll tax, you know, to do this, but nothing that is in the budgets or that has sort of gotten support and taken hold. So it would remain, you know, again, under the Democrats' ideal, it would remain on the books, but as yet unfunded. I should mention that repeal is a little bit technical because they would allow it to stay on the books, I think, until 2015. And then if it still didn't have funding, it would go away for sure. So there's a little bit of wiggle room allowed there.
Austin Jenkins is taking some time out from covering the last-minute machinations in Olympia just a couple days before the session is scheduled to end this Sunday to talk to us about what's been going on there. We've got the state budget, and then you've got the separate transportation budget and a transportation spending package that one calling for a 10-cent gas increase moved ahead in the House this week. What do you think the chances are of that getting approved in the Senate? In the past, you've said that those cost overruns on the 520 bridge really put a lot of pressure on getting this through and made it less likely.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. I would say that probably the prospects of a special session, a little more time, may help the cause. Judy Cliburn, the House Transportation Chair, has been leading this charge. She told me last week officially that she was confident it could still happen, but sort of unofficially, it was looking dicey. And so she may, in fact, benefit from having more time to sell the idea. But here's the bottom line. The Senate majority has said it won't happen if funding for the new Columbia River crossing bridge is in there. Now, that's not a deal killer for Judy Cliburn. She could take it out and still support a 10-cent gas tax package for other projects. But I think that this is definitely bottled up with whatever happens with the budget. I will note that the governor said this week, this has got to be part of the final package. He really wants this year.
Austin Jenkins covers Olympia for the Northwest News Network. Thank you so much for joining us, Austin.
You're welcome, Ross.